They're asking us to envision a light in front of us that's calling us forth. Now, this is not the light when you transition and you go to the other side. This is the light of our own self-determination. So as we will begin to receive this new dawning, this new creative impulse. So when we're receiving new creative impulse, it's very important for us to feel that creativity, to feel that power, to feel that choice selection. When you ask questions, you go to a tarot reader and it's like, what's my future? What's my future? It's self-determining much more than we've ever given ourselves credit for, ever experienced, especially in these moments, they're saying high heavens, because we're aligning with the central sun and we're aligning with our own coursework. So our own coursework is feeling our light and abiding by those choices of light, not the choices of fear, not the choices of, well, this is what's going to keep my security. I'm not happy, but it's security. This is what is just falling by the wayside. And if we try to hold on, well, good luck. Good luck. Because this is the time of promotion. So as we will receive this transmission, as we will receive this heavenly bliss, bliss sounds pretty good, right? Yes, you may come. Bliss is that moment of true understanding, because we're standing under our own source. So we're aligning with our own direct access to source. We're aligning with victory. We're aligning with the truth of our essence. It's the reason we chose to incarnate on in this timetable. So we want to understand that life is not linear. It's not like I live this lifetime and then I live that. We inserted ourselves in this, through a portal, in this opportunity to bring forth higher visioning, higher station, higher wonderment. So back to the questions that we have of our life, which way do we go? Which way do we go? We're learning to go within ourselves and honor ourselves. We're learning to choose ourselves. We're learning to pick our own essence, our own light. So when we think of a master, when we think of a master that we love, that we call on, that we do tantric practice with at times to merge, it's a convenient amulet. In other words, in essence, separation is a belief. And so we use that belief to strengthen our own access, to strengthen our own consent. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this place of honor, they've been saying this the past couple of times, place of honor is receiving ourselves on the throne. You can be on a meditation cushion, you can be on an actual throne, a chair, you can be on a kayak in a lake if that's where you feel most centered. But you want to picture your own embodiment. So you've got the flesh, you've got the field of energy, which is your consciousness, the surrounding the body, and you want to envision. You may have a lotus flower, you may have a merkaba, you may have a prism, whatever comes forth. If nothing comes forth, that's delightful as well. It's the intention. It's the intention to come on board. Now, when I said come on board, it was like lights, light codes activating, because it comes through our consent. Our consent to step into our holy availability, our consent to align ourselves with our truest value. Some of you are really tapping into psychic impression, psychic infiltration, and you're wondering, like, can I trust this? Can I trust this? Let me ask three people to confirm what it is I already know. That's okay. As long as you keep building the bridge to your forever post, that is your freedom. So this is aligning with our divine understanding of self. Remember, our higher self is coming in to witness through us as us. This was the agreement from the get-go. So we're arriving in our own heavenly bliss. We're arriving at our own circumstances. We're arriving at our own consent. So right now, what we're doing is we're saying yes. I literally just turned into, like, my mind's got quite the imagination. It was like a star beam to the star. I literally saw, you know, like the light guiding. So not to take everyone off focus of what they're seeing, because what I'm seeing is just one of many, many probabilities. So what we're doing is we're saying yes to our own understanding of self, remembering that we're leaving polarization, we're leaving limitation, we're leaving sacrifice, this idea that we're separate from our advancement. We never are. We consent, and then it appears in the physical. It appears in the reality, whether it's in the body, if you need a physical healing, financial healing, relationship, whatever it may be. It arrives as we say yes to our own self and trust. Now, this is a big, like showing me like a big horse pill, like a big C vitamin, the trust of self. We're learning how, oh gosh, they're saying go it alone, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that at all. Excuse me. But what they mean about it is going alone in terms of releasing the old coursework. So going alone doesn't mean that you're not totally one with spirit, your high council. It's that you're leaving the old determining value. You're leaving the generational teachings. A lot of us are breaking old patterns. Look at your forefathers, look at your parents, the grandparents. It's like, oh, there seems to be a theme in this family tree. We're here to bring forth justice. We're here to bring forth liberation. For some of us, it may be racial inequality. So we all have an agenda. We're all here to bring forth light and to pulsate it. We're just not taking a little tiny dosing, a little teaspoon. We're holding it in light consent, because this energy, this light that we're attuning to is pulsating, reverberating, standing out, shaking things up. And so when we're looking for the outside witness, what we're doing is realizing we're looking for our own self. We're looking for our right for freedom, our right for alliance with our holy availability. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our holy remembrance, we allow all to come up into grand finale, to grand conclusion. That means whatever in our life is still believing is suffering, is still following the old timetable, allow it to reinvent itself, come into greater accuracy. That means whatever we're following of that old value, it's going to trip us up. It's going to be, I just seem to have problem after problem. This is good. Because it's waking us up to our advanced consent. So as we will receive this light, you just, however you want to receive it, you could be bathing in it. You can be just wrapping yourself up. You can just be spreading it around your room like tinsel, like streamer, whatever tickles your fancy. The imagination is very relevant. And so what comes to each of us, it has to do with our own imprints. It has to do with our own memory bank. Some of us are aligning with certain lifetimes that are quite critical for our success, because we're bringing in those notions, those teachings. So if someone sees a lotus flower, someone sees a feather, there's a reason for that. This is very essential that we they're asking us to drop this comparison. Well, I'm not saying what she sees, and nor do you need to take that class your friend's taking if that is not what you're dreaming in. So this is about coming into our own understanding of self, aligning with that column of light and allowing it free exposure. And so that free exposure is, it's touching all, it's affecting, it's reverberating all of our cellular structure. So as our DNA comes to understanding of self, because we consent, it doesn't just happen by osmosis without our determining value. We ultimately have the free will. We have free will in each moment. So as we will direct these channels of, they're saying channels of love. And so remembering that love is a master healer, love is a master healer. So when we come undone, when we're sitting there in crying fits and anger, whatever it is, we're opening up our own hearts to love, to love's victory. So as we receive our entitlement, they're literally showing me a physical body, and it's like see-through. I just see right through the skin. And so it's like the force of healing that we come to understand and unite with that brings forth a long-lasting change. Everything we experience is a result of our own consent. We're not trying to manipulate the outer. We're attracting, we're bringing forth, we're allowing our mission statement to come into full understanding. So as we will receive this light, we allow full entry. That means we allow our divine self to have a turn, to direct, to superimpose its knowing. So if you superimpose anything that doesn't fit, just think of a template, anything that doesn't fit, oh good, I know, so I can release, so I can learn, so I can let go, so I can adapt, so I can attune, so I can come under direct authority of my own holy understanding of self. This is not about authority from someone, something, deity outside. This is our own understanding of our divinity, our creative power, our influence. So let us receive with delight. Let us receive with holy remembrance. Let us receive with triumph. So as we're receiving this, we're allowing these higher awarenesses to touch our remembrances. For someone, it's touching, oh gosh, you were probably like 13. Remember, everything's in the now moment. Everything's in the now moment. So as we consent, whatever our next step is being signaled. For someone, it's 7. Someone else is 25. You might also think of this as soul retrieval. Wherever we stop shining, aligning, hearing, conducting business from that highest place of source reality, we're being touched and shown and shown. Allow yourselves to be shown in the days to come. Allow yourself to receive the gifts of true mastery. These are how do I put this in words? It's the kind of stuff where it's been with you for so long you forgot that it was even possible to release it. Well, that's just part of my personality self. Well, in the past it was. This is our place of victory in the now moment of realization. And so it is.